Have you considered the heavens this morning? Good morning. God bless you. Thank you for joining us here in the Daily Inspiration. I'd like to look at Psalm 19 this morning. I'm going through the book of Psalms this week for our Daily Inspirations. And we've looked at some of the great themes that the psalmist had on his heart. And here is a theme that I have on my heart today. The reason is I've been answering to some regarding the question of the origins of life, and I'm just thrilled here to consider Psalm 19 this morning. And so I'd like to read a few verses here in Psalm 19, and then we'll see some very beautiful truths that come out of it. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line is gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them hath he set a tabernacle for the sun, which is as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoiceth as a strong man to run a race. His going forth is from the end of the heaven, and his circuit unto the ends of it. There is nothing hid from the heat thereof. And so this morning, the question I've asked is, have you considered the heavens again today? You know, as we look up to the heavens, we see the glory of God. As we look around on this earth, we see the handiwork of our God. Let us not lower the glory of God by considering it to be the handiwork of some happenstance, some events that happen to happen in a certain way. No, indeed, the firmament showeth his handiwork. Now, I want you to notice the universality of this gospel message that's preached. And I say that because I have heard testimonies of people who have come to a saving knowledge of a Savior, Jesus Christ. And the first moment that they came to that, the first crack in their armor of a sinner, is that they looked up and saw the heavens declaring the glory of God. And of course, we think about that at nighttime when we think about the Milky Way and all of those stars that God laid up in the sky for us to behold. What an amazing God we serve. And we can name all those things, and we can study them, and we can see their behaviors and identify there's different kinds of suns, and there's different planets orbiting, and asteroids, and chunks of gas, and chunks of ice in orbit, and so on. And we can look at all of that. But you know, if we don't look at it with the right heart, we won't see it rightly. And the right heart is that the heavens declare the glory of God. Now listen, day unto day uttereth speech. You know, it is as clear as if someone is speaking that there is a God. There is a creator God who created the heavens and created the earth. And it's as clear as though someone is whispering that in your ear. Behold the creator. Day after day uttereth speech. As you look around, let us look around with fresh eyesight and behold the hand of the creator. It says, night unto night showeth knowledge. What is the knowledge? Well, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. You know, until we know that there is a God, we have no knowledge. I know men, great men, PhDs, perhaps even some of them with well-advanced studies and published and scientists and astronomers and all these things, and yet they have no knowledge if they don't know the Creator God. But it says here, night after night showeth knowledge. By simply going out and looking up at the firmament, at the skies, I mean, they can see the hand of God. Now listen to this. Verse 3, it says, there is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. And that's what I referred to earlier. The universality of the message of creation. It is preached to all people groups. It is preached to all languages. It says here, there is no speech nor language where the heavens and the firmament are not heard. So they will be without excuse. The heathen will be without excuse. Let us rest assured. If I get in this discussion with someone on the street and they say, well, you shouldn't tell them because if they don't know, they can plead ignorance. I say no, because they will be without excuse. Here we have the heavens declaring the glory of God. They must come to the conclusion there is a creator God and seek that creator. And that's where mission comes in, is that we need to be the ones stepping into the place and saying to these that are seeking after that creator God, here is how to reconcile your life with that God, with our God. Their line has gone out through all the earth. Again, the universality of the message. All the earth. And their words to the end of the world. You know, in them, in the heavens, hath God set a tabernacle, a tent, a temporary dwelling place for the sun. The sun is set in place by God. Oh, too bad. Oh, shouldn't our hearts break over those that worship the sun, which was merely set in the sky by God to declare his own glory. And it says that the sun is like a bridegroom coming out of his chamber and rejoicing as a strong man to run a race. You know, a man that loves to run, it's time to run, he comes out of his chamber. Or a bridegroom going to meet the bride. That's the description of the sun. Does that sound like a god to worship? No, it sounds like something that's set in the sky because of our God and for his own glory. And finally it says, his going forth is from the end of the heaven, and his circuit unto the ends of it. There is nothing hid from the heat thereof. So we have the physical laws of God, and the sun is constrained by the will of God. The sun is also, by the way, brought up by the hand of God. And the fact that we have another day today is because of the great mercy of God. It has often gripped my heart, and I have prayed this way in the past. Lord, thank you for this day, for we know that you have stayed your hand of judgment upon the earth. Again today, God would be just and righteous to judge the earth today for its wickedness and for its separation from God, but for the sake perhaps of the righteous, well, certainly for the sake of the souls of sinners, God hath stayed his hand of judgment that the earth would, the sun would come up again, run its course, run its circuit yet again. God has stayed his hand so that the sun might run again. And I want to be impressed, and I hope that we are impressed and inspired this morning to share the goodness of God with those around us. Today may be the day that God gave us so that we can share it with someone else, the goodness of God and the glory that we see as we look at the heavens and at the firmament. So may God bless you. May you be inspired today. And I thank you for joining us.